You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I've been sitting out on the back patio doing some work, and when I came in back into the house last night at, I don't know, it was like 7:15 or something, my stepdaughter had queued up and was starting to watch the original Halloween movie, the one with Jamie Lee Curtis, late 70s. You know, the original, the one that started the whole trend of, like, essentially teenage, you know, slasher movie things or whatever. She's really, really big into horror films. I mean, that's like one of her things. And she wanted to watch the original. So it was so funny because all three of us sat down and we invested the next 90 minutes watching this movie. And the whole idea is that you're supposed to be scared.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet we found ourselves laughing out loud the whole time. And I realized this does not survive the test of time.
100%, yeah.
It's supposed to be frightening and, you know, make you jump and all that other stuff, but it was just, I mean,
it
was
bad, isn't it?
Well, it's almost like a Mystery Science Theater 3000, for those of you who know that reference, where you're sitting there kind of lampooning it while it's on.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of bad about it. I thought, well, these people were trying to make a serious film.
Yeah, yeah. It's really bad.
It's bad. The acting is terrible and the story is preposterous and there's the
special effects are ridiculous.
You know, spoiler, but you know, I can't even count the number of times that Jamie Lee Curtis allegedly gets, you know, Michael Myers and he falls down on the ground. And instead of running away, every time her reaction is to drop her weapon and then sit down and turn her back to the body.
Right, right.
And she does that, like, I think three times or something.
Come on,
like,
now.
Come on, run!
Get away! Yeah, it's really, really bad.
So?
It's really bad. you know, I'm not big into the scary movies and stuff, but that was one last year that I sat down and turned on, just was like, all right, I got to see it. Yeah, we talked about it on the show. And yeah, it was just, because I think we even said it was like, even at the time, even back in the day when that was made, how was that a thing that everybody was so freaked out about?
Because
it's so bad.
Listen, I hate to do this, but I really must date myself. I was in high school when that came out. I took a date to a first date to that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in the theater. That was a first date with someone.
Yep.
And
it's crap. But you know, somehow it's stuck. And I mean, they've made about 20 of those things now. And
well, in a way, it's almost like a time capsule. All right. So it's got some charm built into it. And besides, as a nation, we love Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, she's just a national treasure. And so the fact that this was, you know, at the start of the movie, it even says, and introducing Jamie Lee Curtis. So it was like her big debut.
She's made bank off this movie.
Yes,
or this franchise.
And now there's a new one that she's in.
She's
right?
Still in it.
That's out for this year. And I love the way that she does that kind of with a wink.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her personality and her style, she's almost winking at the rest of us like, look, we all know this is bad. I'm going to have some fun with it.
But and look at the size of this paycheck.
And I actually respect her for that. That she can have fun with it.
Yeah, it's kind of what you're known for, you know?
So. For something that's just so ridiculous.
You just got to roll with it.
Yeah, it's
funny. Funny, funny.
Wait till you hear about the reboot movie, though, that Jer and I are going to talk about in the trending report. It could lead to a bigger discussion, actually.